An in-depth survey commissioned by Czech Radio suggests that Czech society is divided into six social classes that differ in terms of resources and status. The study defines two types of upper middle class, the wealthy and emerging cosmopolitan, three types of lower middle class and an impoverished class. Czech Radio found a typical representative of each social class. Jaroslava Duškova, a cleaner on a disability pension, is a representative of the impoverished class, as Tom McEncrow reports.
Jaroslava Duškova has no internet connection and is an avid reader of the latest flyers detailing the discounts offered at shopping centres. A description of her monthly finances reveals why.
I take 5,900 crowns on my disability pension, then I get about 4,000 in social benefits for housing. Out of that, I pay 5,000 for rent, 2,000 goes to debt repayment, and the rest is spent on food and such. One must not waste money.
Ms. Duškova is a representative of what Czech Radio survey has identified as the impoverished class, the lowest social class in the country. Whereas members of the five other classes score well in at least one of the measured categories, that is economic, social, human and cultural capital, the impoverished score below average in all of them. They make up 18% of the total population and tend to live in the country's larger and middle-sized cities, particularly in the northeast and northwest. The impoverished tend to have a below average education, and members of this class stretch across all generations. Women are slightly more represented in the group at 60%. Ms. Duškova recently started receiving a disability pension because she suffers from problems associated with her kidneys and spine. However, it is not enough money, and so she works 20 to 30 hours a week as a cleaner for the Salvation Army in order to get by. A few years ago, she had to find refuge in an asylum after she decided to escape her abusive ex-partner. The one-bedroom flat she lives in now lies near a railway line, but apart from the occasional train, she says it is quiet and a major improvement.
For me, freedom means that you have your own flat, your own furnishing. You can invite people over, go wherever you want, take a rest whenever you need to, and talk to your neighbors on the stairs. In the asylum house I used to live in, this was not possible. You had to report whenever you left, and no visits were allowed. Now I have my own flat, and I'm experiencing freedom. A teď právě zažívám tu
svoji svobodu prostě. All of Ms. Duškova's children are now grown up, but she does keep in close contact with two of them, sometimes spending Christmas over at her son's family. At home, she also has a cat called Lily. While she says her back problems prevent her from visiting the cinema or theatre, she is an avid reader of books. Politics, on the other hand, interest her little, but she does occasionally watch the news on television.